brings us to our consent calendar of the new session. We have A through C on that consent calendar. It's to authorize bank depositories, to authorize signatures, and to designate the legal newspaper. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? Anybody in the public? Got a request to remove C by Bill Sissel to discuss the legal newspaper. Any other requests, A or B? That being heard, is there a motion for council to discuss or to pass the consent calendar items A and B?
I'll move to Pat to make a motion to pass A and B on the consent calendar.
Got a first by Ron, second by Steve. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously for A and B. Brings us to discuss C, designate the legal newspaper as Black Hills Pioneer. Bill, you want us to bring your microphone there?
You're on.
No, I meant.
You're good. Yep, go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have you folks consider the Sturgis Chronicle. I emailed on Friday Daniel, yes, probably a pretty lengthy diatribe there of reasons why I don't meet all the requirements, but I have been trying for about almost 18 months now to be your local newspaper. I was your editor here twice before and actually did my internship for BH and with Morris Halleck and Bob Lee. I'm not real sure they were impressed with what they got from me 20, 30, 40 years ago, but I've been one ever since, and I would enjoy being your legal newspaper. It's pretty much my home community. And, I would just rely on the facts that I stated in that email. I think he emailed you guys.
Thanks, Bill. I guess one point that I've had with a discussion with another council member, I believe there's some things that can be done even if you're not chosen as the legal newspaper this go-around that can be done to help expand your newspaper or be a stronger partner with your newspaper, I guess, in the way of maybe some information. We work with you on getting information out from the city, and you know, possibly we can bring people that need advertising. So I think there's some ways that the city can become a stronger partner than we currently are. That's one thought that I had in a discussion with some council members, so I want to at least put that on the table.
It's not so much the fact of just being the legal newspaper for the city as it is the associated legal notices that you pick up from attorneys, from banks, from realtors. Anybody that has a legal notification has to go with the legal newspaper. And I will be quite frank with you, if I am not chosen, the days of the Sturgis Chronicle are going to be drastically cut short. That's it.
Any other discussion, council or public, on consideration? Yep. Come on up. Hello.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Letty Lister. I'm the publisher, president of the Black Hills Pioneer Newspaper. Two of you before. We are currently bring it over. We are currently designated as the legal newspaper for the city of Sturgis and for Meade County. In addition, we provide legal newspaper services for Lawrence County, Spearfish, Lee, Deadwood, Belfouche, and Butte County. When the newspaper shut down a little over a year and a half ago now, we hired full-time reporters and stringers to come in and cover all of the governmental workings, the school coverage, athletics, and tried to fill in that gap. We also we hired a full-time person to handle legal notices because they are very specific, and the requirements are very specific on what you do. We have met the criteria to be the legal newspaper for the city of Sturgis and for Meade County. We have right at 220 households subscribing to the newspaper right now daily, and then we sell right around 150 newspapers out of rack sales in just Sturgis proper. So just to give you a little bit of a background, what our circulation is, what our paid circulation is. Total circulation on our paper is just under 5,000 daily. Just wanted to ask you if you guys had any questions for us.
You're a daily paper, though, right?
Correct. Monday That's through Saturday.
Yeah. Rather than just a weekly paper.
Right. And that usually is a benefit when providing the service for the legal notices, right, to make sure they are run.
Timely.
Yes, correct.
Any questions for Letty from council? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
Any other input?
According to Jerry Durr, the commissioner assistant for Meade County, who talked to the South Dakota Newspaper Association's executive director, that a newspaper can only be a legal paper for one county. So the Pioneer cannot be a legal newspaper for Butte or Meade County. That's not even a valid point.
I guess that question would be directed more towards a city staff attorney. Off the cuff, Greg, what's your knowledge of that codified law?
I did look through the chapter this morning, and one of the challenges or what makes this difficult for the council is I don't, as Mr. Sissel, I think, acknowledged in the email that he sent to Daniel this past weekend, under the requirements of the statute, there's a filing with the Secretary of State's office that's the statute requires be done by January 1st of each year. That would be 17.2 and 2.5. And the information or the material provided by Mr. Sissel with his email indicates that he did make a filing with the Secretary of State's office, but it appears that was done just the first week of May here, I believe it was May 3rd. And so based on that, I don't believe that whatever the other discussion might be, I believe on that point in particular that at least in May of 2019, he would not be considered, the Chronicle would not be considered to have met that filing requirement. Of course, that's only for this year. It's not for a subsequent year.
That was to maintain your legal status. I have no legal status until one of you folks decide to name it for me, and I didn't file. I don't have enough. I barely got enough money to print. I don't have enough money for attorneys.
I have a question for Faye. I recall when we were using the Rapid City Journal, there were some issues with timing and those sorts of things. Have you had those kind of issues with the Black Hills Pioneer?
No, absolutely not. That's one thing that is really great about that. I can get get something in a paper. I think there's been one time in the last year and a half that they couldn't meet my requirements. I asked something that I'm late here. Please get this in. I think there's been one time, and they tried their very hardest to do it, but it was my fault mainly. I didn't get it to them soon enough. So,
and nothing like what we were seeing.
Nothing
with the
Rapid City
Journal.
No, they work very well. One thing also I'd like to just mention is that with publication for when we were with Rapid City Journal, we were paying between $13,000 and $14,000, and I know at the time that Pioneer had came to us and said they would like to be our paper, they did think that the costs would go down, and I would like to let you know that in 2018 it was only $9,600, so they did come through on that. Between $13,000 and $14,000 a year, so in 2018, and like I said, and having to be able to publish 6 days a week is absolutely it opens our window to be so much better at what we
particularly
do.
Particularly if we have a decision to make a special council meeting or anything
absolutely,
like that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Notices. Public notices, we put in a lot.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion? First by Jason, a second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries. Brings us, thanks guys. Brings us to item 14, which is reports. We have consideration of 2018 City Financial Annual Report. And this is back to you, Faye.
This is actually what is going to go into the newspaper. The annual report actually there are four different exhibits that I put out. It's the balance sheet for our governmental account, our governmental accounts, and then there are the enterprise funds. So that is the two balance sheets and then the revenue and expense sheet. This pretty much kind of puts it down to just give you totals and stuff. So as you can see at the top here, we have the general fund. That is our main fund. We have capital improvements, TIF funds, and then other governmental funds that are all our smaller funds, our special sales tax, BBB, our bid district, our downtown, that type of thing. So I am just kind of giving you a snapshot of what this is. I wanted to kind of show you this. This will also, we're going to try to get into the SIP. We may have to make it a little smaller, more of totals instead of listing out. But basically, it shows your property tax on your first line, your general sales tax, that type of thing. This next page, I highlighted where it actually is showing you the expenditures, the totals of the expenditures are right here. So that's your general fund, your capital improvements, the $6 million, $8 million. Total for that is $15 million. So that is all your governmental funds, your expenses. So the difference between those are these numbers right here in yellow. So we do have the negatives in the capital improvements and also the TIFs, but that is because we did a lot of capital improvements last year. And so then just the totals would be the 254 is what we came out. This number here is our long-term debt for just the governmental funds, $9 million, $9,697. Here are your enterprise funds, your liquor store. The first row shows your revenues. The second shows your expenses. And these are the transfer outs. The bottom line here, these are all equity funds within. The ones that are unrestricted, that is the ones that you can spend. That does also include assets, actual capital assets, so that is not all cash. And then the long-term debt for your liquor store, your water fund, and your sewer fund. And then this last page just shows you your depositories as of December 31st. This is just showing what is in the First Interstate checking. This is basically kind of what I showed you in the first quarter. But anyway, your bank and the savings, Pioneer Bank CDs, Wells Fargo, and Express Bill. And I just noticed I am missing some. No, we did not have any CDs from FIT at this time. If you have any questions, and I have the complete, the exhibits and stuff, and I will send those. I don't believe I have sent those to you, but I will send them to you. So if you do have any questions, please ask. And also, they are unaudited, and of course, we are working on the audited ones right now. So. As far as the checking and savings, about probably 5 years ago, we went out for an RFP to kind of maybe look at another bank, and nobody could beat, First Interstate Bank is good about not charging us any fees. And so, we've not gone out probably now for about 5 or 6 years for our RFP. It's just, we've been with them since I've been here for 12 years. The CDs, we were with Wells Fargo when I came here. They are the ones that we're trying to get rid of because we do get a finding for those CDs. And so we are actually eliminating those CDs. Pioneer Bank could give us the best rates. And so that's how we, and then also when we went in 2019 for South Dakota FIT. Any other questions? I do need a motion to approve this because this will now be sent on to the state.
Any further discussion, public or council?
Actually, these will actually go on, yep, and then the audit also goes to them. So, yep, they do get both, yep. And if you go online to the legislative audit, actually you'll see the annual report on there. Well, no, hopefully they're pretty darn close, Mike. And each year, you know what I mean? There might be a few things I've missed now. Like I've gone through the audit. I know there's some revenue that got put in 18 that should have been 19. Just small things like that. There shouldn't, one thing that is different here, you know, it used to be I had to have this report to you by March, the first meeting in March. Now they have allowed us to go to the first meeting in May. So I've actually got some of the journal entries that the auditors make and is actually in these numbers. So this is actually more accurate than what it has been in the past.
Is there a motion to accept the annual report for 2018? We have a first by Becca. Second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Thanks, Faye.